You're watching Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond. And now with the latest autumn statement with new Chancellor Philip Hammond fast approaching, all eyes are what is going to come out of Wednesday. So joining me down the line is Wyn Grant, politics professor at Warwick University. Wyn, it's good to have you with us today. So I imagine we're expecting quite a different thing from what Osborne had in the last autumn statement.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear there's going to be a departure from policies that Osborne was following. I mean, in particular, of course, they've abandoned the hope of actually creating a budget surplus, and they recognise that even in 2020, they're still going to have a big budget deficit.
So £25 billion of a black hole in public finances. Is that as worrying as it sounds?
Well, I think it is quite worrying because it doesn't give the Chancellor very much room for manoeuvre. I mean, he's got to put some political goodies into this budget, but at the same time, he has to try and maintain a credible fiscal policy that will reassure the markets.
Well, it does seem like this autumn statement is very much going to be a response to the Brexit, of course, and he's changing rules on borrowing. So what can we expect to see? I have read reports that it's up to £60.5 billion estimated to be borrowed this year. Is that the sort of thing we're looking at?
I think that probably is the sort of thing we're looking at. I mean, clearly he's said that he wants to make the economy in a fit state to cope with the challenges that will be posed by Brexit and by what is likely to be slower growth over the next few years, which of course will reduce tax revenues. He's hoping to give some kind of boost to infrastructure spending, but I still think it will be a relatively modest boost.
So who else do you think will be the losers out of this autumn statement? I have heard that work perks are also going to be hit.
Well, I mean, of course, they'll try and avoid having losers as much as they can, and they're trying to do something with these so-called jams, the people who are just about managing. Of course, what I think is going to happen is a lot of commitments will go into the future. You know, they will continue to adhere to these commitments to increase the level at which the 40% rate starts and to increase the tax threshold.
So a favourite trick of the Treasury is obviously promising more money, but not just yet. Do you think that's the kind of thing we will be seeing on Wednesday?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think a lot of the promises, particularly on the taxation side, are promises that are going to be delivered or hopefully going to be delivered in the future, but of course eventually may not be, because they are in a very tight corner financially. You know, they haven't got very much room for manoeuvre at all. So if they're going to increase expenditure in some areas, possibly on the National Health Service, certainly on infrastructure, and if they're going to freeze petrol duty, as seems to be the case, and make these other kinds of promises, then they are in rather a tight corner.
But how do you think Philip Hammond is going to play it? It seems to me that he is going to be quite safe with this. There's not going to be anything too dramatic there.
Oh, I don't think he's going to do anything flashy. He's a rather cool, calm, technocratic figure. And so I don't think it's a budget in which we're going to see a lot of gimmicks, which often just store up trouble for the future in any case. So I think we're not going to see a budget that's very exciting, but he will hope that it will be a budget that will reassure the markets and will be politically acceptable both to Conservative backbenchers and to voters, but that's quite a difficult circle to actually achieve.
Well, moving over to the property market, and there's been lots of speculation that stamp duty may be changed. What do you see happening there?
Well, there has been speculation that changes might be made in stamp duty. That's certainly the case. But, of course, one has to remember that this is a very big revenue raiser for the Treasury. And given their financial constraints, they may be very reluctant to make any significant adjustments to stamp duty. So I'm a bit sceptical about whether that's going to happen.
And getting back to something you said earlier, you mentioned jams, just managing families. Now, what do you think he's going to do to boost these people?
Well, it's quite difficult. I mean, obviously, this is an important priority for the Prime Minister, so he's got to try and do something. But depending on how you define them, they are quite a large group, so it can be quite expensive to do something for them. But some of the decisions that Osborne took in relation to tax credits and so on, those decisions may be rolled back in an attempt to give help to this group of working families who will find it difficult to make ends meet.
Well, obviously, as a politics professor, you must have studied what George Osborne did in the previous years. So, you know, what's your feeling now going into the first statement by Philip Hammond? Are you hopeful, or are you...
Well, it's quite unusual not to see George Osborne there, because he was, you know, become such a familiar figure and such a dominant figure in so many ways. So that makes for a big change. I mean, I think the problem for Philip Hammond is he's facing very difficult and uncertain circumstances because of the negotiations over Brexit and other uncertainties in the global economy. What's going to happen in the United States, you know, with the plans of President-elect Trump and so on. So he faces a very uncertain future, and I think he's got to try and chart a very steady course through that, which is what I'm sure he will do.
Fantastic. Wyn, thank you so much. Wyn Grant there, politics professor from Warwick.